Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tonight's stories.
Hidden cameras.
Family.
Gardening.
Hello, everybody.
Brandon is crazy.
What did he say?
He said it weird.
He said it like in the show, right?
No, it was way different.
I was looking at my camera, so I didn't get to see.
Me neither.
I was like, wait, I'm next in this. Family. Right? Yeah, okay.
I should have just went with it. I was thrown off.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Brandon.
Sam.
Alejandra.
Woo!
We did it!
That's how you do it. That's the beginning of an episode.
First time we did it, too.
No, I like that. Mm-hmm. Alejandra's back!
Is that sarcastic, or were you guys being serious?
Yes, they were being sarcastic, because we had done it a few times.
Oh, okay.
Earlier, like, a few minutes ago.
Remember, Alejandro, you were here. You were right in the room with us when this happened. Husker knows too.
So, Sam, I heard about some Thanksgiving drama that you have. Do you mind sharing it with the audience?
So I've been making mac and cheese for like, I think since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. The first year I was like, I made mac and cheese. It was this nice recipe. It's cheesy. It's got a little nice crispy top, smoked cheddar on the top. Oh my God, this is good. And people like it. Like, mm-hmm. People are like into it. And so I'm like, it's my thing. It's my tradition. And my sister messaged me saying, well, I called our aunt and said that I'm making the mac and cheese. And I was like, why would you?
Literally, why would you do that?
Like, there's so many other things. Why would you make that? She's like, well, I told her I'm making it. And I was like, well, then I'm making mine. We're going to have a little Mac off. Uh-huh. And she said, we're not having a competition for it. And I was like, well, then you can make. I was like, what else? Oh, yeah. I said, I'm making the mac and cheese. She was like, well, I'll make yams. And I was like, well, you're making mac and cheese and yams now. I'm not making anything.
No.
I am still going to make it. But I think doing like, I don't know if we're doing a Friendsgiving. I know my other friends are doing a Friendsgiving. I'm like, I'm just going to make it for that and just spite my family. Mm-hmm. They don't deserve my mac and cheese.
Yeah.
My sister can make everything for all I care.
Yeah.
And I'll just show up.
Oh, my God.
I'll just show up.
And eat it hating.
Am I the asshole for not apologizing to my family for gardening in a legal state? And gardening is terms for something else.
Oh.
Mary Jane.
Oh
no.
She said,
I was like, okay.
I was like, she doesn't know
anything. I thought she was like sunflowers or something.
Am I the asshole for not apologizing to my family for gardening in a legal state? Hi, all. Looking for advice/commentary from both people who garden and don't garden for input from both sides of the spectrum. My female 22 recently went on a family reunion type vacation out of the state to visit family. My mom, 55 female, brother, 30 male, and wife, myself, plus more, all flew out of the state to visit our aunt, who we'll call B, 60 female. Cousins Kim, 35 female, Kendall, 27 female, and be in town for a child's birthday. We flew in from multiple states and had been planning this vacation for months. Day 1 and 2 were good with no issues. Kendall left early with her kid, and Kim was packing up to leave as well, and I asked, when will you be back tomorrow? And she replied that she wasn't coming back and she would see us over the weekend. I was obviously shocked because we had only just arrived. The night after they left, Aunt B informed us that Kim and Kendall were not staying with us and we would travel to see them one day on the weekend for the child's birthday party. We had planned for a family vacation and then we were informed we would actually be just hanging around the house or shopping at a nearby mall. No one was exactly happy with the arrangements, but not much could be done. Also, there would be no kids. Me, my mom, and brother all started making plans to go to a dispensary The following day, we would have travel back to the city we flew into and pick up my boyfriend, 22 male, and we decided that would be the perfect time to grab it and just bring it back to the house. While getting my boyfriend, we asked Aunt B, who was driving me to the airport, if she would stop at a dispensary and I'd grab it. She immediately said yes and tells me to put on the GPS. We talked for 30 plus minutes about what we will purchase and where we're going to do it, etc. Long story short, an argument broke out in the car after the purchase of over $100 worth of gardening supplies we bought. Aunt B completely went 180 on me and was screaming at me, telling me to throw my gardening supplies away, which I did, and telling me I should have known that she was uncomfortable. I eventually stayed quiet and just texted my mom and brother what was going on as she yelled at me and cried. Obviously, I was mad because I just wasted that money. My mom and Aunt B got into a long discussion that night, and we thought everything was okay after. We set a plan to go to a dispensary and garden without Aunt B so there would be no issue. Flash forward to the kids' birthday party. We get there early, approximately 5 to 6 hours before the party is supposed to start. We set up everything and we start chilling inside. Kim isn't there yet. Kendall still had to take a shower, and she had friends over who also needed to shower. Me, my boyfriend, brother, and my mom all called a family friend to come and pick us up. My mom and I told Kendall we were going to a dispensary and we'd be back and let us know if she needed anything. We left. After 30 minutes, my mom received a call from Kendall crying, asking if we were gardening, and she said yes. Because the deed was done, Kendall said, "Well, don't come back then." I was really upset because I personally felt like there were so many other options there other than just kicking us out of the party completely. She could have asked us not to come back looking or smelling like a garden, or told us to wait until it wore off. There were still approximately 3 to 4 hours until the party started, or told us to show up fashionably late, whatever. After that, my mom and uncle talked, which ended in my uncle screaming at her, eventually kicking us out. We ended up having to stay at a hotel. My brother and sister-in-law moved their flight, and we all had to Uber to the airport when we left. After everyone started cooling down and getting home, they started calling each other and apologizing. I received some texts pressuring me to apologize to Kendall, which I never did. Since then, my brother called me saying that I need to own up to what I did and apologize to Kendall, but I honestly don't know what I would be apologizing for. I would never have chosen to leave her child's party if I knew I wouldn't be able to come back. I didn't know this would be an ultimatum decision. I thought we were doing good by leaving my cousins and not gardening at her house around her child. Am I the asshole?
It took me like halfway through to realize what gardening was.
Even though...
Well, because it was in quotes, I just thought it was like actually gardening or planting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know it was actually the term they were using.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just too much online because I knew what she meant.
Oh, I've never heard that ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's like a TikTok safe term. I guess that's probably why I know. Like, come cook with me while I garden or something like that.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
And so you just see like the smoke pop up out of screen and then they start cooking their meal because they're like really craving it now because they just love gardening.
So it's the basic gist of the story because I was stuck on the gardening thing.
Yeah, and I was stuttering a lot because there's a lot of family members. But the basic gist is they came in to visit some family. There weren't really family activities that were going to happen. So they're like, okay, well, there's a dispensary around. They told one family member, hey, we're going to go get some stuff when we go pick up my boyfriend from the airport. And then as they're on the way, she said yes. And then as they're on their way to pick the stuff up, after they picked it up, she did a 180 and was like, this is disrespectful. You need to throw this away, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. They figured that out.
$100 or over $100.
Over $100.
And OP does throw it away.
And OP did throw it away to be respectful, to like just ease it, even though she was pissed about it. Then it's a different situation that happens with a different family member where she also says to the family member, hey, I'm going to go get this stuff 5 to 6 hours before the party's going to start. The lady, her sister or cousin says, okay. And then as they're leaving, about to get the stuff or getting the stuff, she's like, are you really going to get that? And they're like, yeah, we're literally going to get that. And she's like, okay, well, then don't come back. And she's
after like, they got it, that's when they said that, because then they couldn't go back because they had already.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I don't think she's the asshole. No. I'm a person who doesn't garden, but I would find the situation really frustrating, like I assume it is for UOP, because you have two situations where you're being open with your family and being like, hey, me and other family members are going to participate in this, like just letting you know. And that could have been a time for them to bring up like, hey, I'm not really comfortable with you doing that at my house, or I'm not really comfortable with you doing that at all. And then having that discussion from there of like, well, you know, it is what it is. Both times, the other family members who were upset, they should have said before, like, hey, I really don't want you to do that around my kid or whatever. And then they could have worked around a solution. But them being so closed off with you once you had already purchased it, making you throw it away and then not bringing you, like making you come to the party. I can see why that's really frustrating, because you're like, I didn't know that this was going to be an ultimatum decision when I discussed this with you earlier today. But then after I bought it, that's when you call me and tell me you're upset. And now I can't come to this party, which I traveled to be here.
Yeah.
I'm confused why she's being pushed to apologize to them.
Yeah.
Because like you said, she told them they were getting it so they could have said something. So like now why is she being told by her parents, like, oh, go apologize to them?
Right.
I think that's where I'm confused too.
Yeah, I'm stuck on the throwing away the gardening supplies. Because that's actually crazy. You knew where we're going. I buy it. And you're like, I'm so uncomfortable. You have to throw it away. I'm not throwing hundreds of dollars of stuff away. Like, I'm going to keep that. We might just have to not talk for the ride back, or I'll Uber home. But there's no way I'm throwing this away.
Yeah. Like, I won't do it around you. I won't do it for the rest of the trip. Yeah. But I'm going to take this with me.
You ain't going to make me throw it away.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like a full-time gardener, but I've gardened. I'm like a part-time gardener.
He's a little bit of a herbologist.
Yeah. And I haven't done, it's usually like more like a one-on-one situation with people. I don't do like a lot of big social things. But I do have a friend. Every time we go to the house and we have a bunch of friends over, two of the guys, they go out and garden and then they come back in. And we're just like, it's just the thing that happens. This is what some people do. It's fine. I don't think anyone gets up in arms about it. Well, I think most of us are friendly about it, so I can't think about what it would be in a family situation. I don't know what I would do if I was like with my like mom and them, and because my sister's a gardener. Actually, no, she's a reform gardener. I don't think she gardens anymore.
What?
Yeah. So actually, that might be a different. Before, when she was like every day, when we would have a family thing, and she just wouldn't do it because she was like, "I'm not gonna even try to bring that situation in, knowing how our family might react to it."
Well, how did your mom react to it? She just didn't do it around her.
Yeah.
Like, did she show up gardened?
No.
No, she didn't.
No, so she was just mad and irritable.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're not the asshole for that. They could have communicated that beforehand, and you guys could have figured out a solution beforehand.
I think you did a lot of communication, OP. You provided a lot of information, and them changing their mind out of nowhere, that's on them.
Yeah. Because it would have been different too if it was like that situation you were just talking about, where it's like the parents don't know or the family doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's the fact that outright she's like, no, I want to go here to get this, and literally got all the way up to the point where it's like she had it in her hand, $100 worth, and had to throw it away. It's like, no, you should have said something before that was a thing.
She drove her there too.
I was just gonna say that.
Like, that's the weird part. Like, halfway through the drive, you could have said, like, you know, I actually don't feel comfortable about this. I just didn't know how to say it. And maybe that was like them not knowing how to have that conversation, but like there was 30-minute drive opportunity.
Unless they said to them, we're going to get gardening supplies. Like, they actually said that sentence and they're like, oh, I thought we were actually getting gardening. And they're like, they see the dispensary and they're like, oh no, and they're just sitting in the car.
But even then, it's like she told her to put in the GPS, so it's like it would be like such and such dispensary.
Well, dispensaries have like funny names sometimes, and it could have been like,
well, I guess
plants and stuff. And
I have my Google thing off so that it doesn't talk to me.
No, wait, no, that's Cap, because they were talking on the trip there about what they were going to get.
Are you talking about OP?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just going to mention, it looks like they didn't ask Aunt B before they started driving, but while she was driving, she was with her to go pick up her boyfriend, and that's when she asked, and she immediately said yes, and turned around, or no, immediately said yes and told her to put it in the GPS. And then it was a
she put it in the GPS.
And then they talked for 30 minutes about what they would purchase and where they were going to do it. Oh. And then after they bought it is when I was like, that's too late. I'm sorry, that's too late.
Well, now Amity sounds like one of those people who's like, she's like, of course, yeah, I'll do it. And she hears what they're talking about and she's probably growing more uncomfortable.
She's like,
she doesn't know how to say no. So she's like, I'm going. And then they go and she's like, you know what? She gets the courage. No, I don't like that.
Or called someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't think it's right. I think it's dumb. It's very, sometimes older people get so immature about stuff when it doesn't go exactly their way. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like Aunt B, I don't know what Aunt B was doing.
Yeah, because I get what you're saying. I can understand like people feeling like they're in an uncomfortable position and then not speaking up for themselves about it because it happens all the time. But at that point, it's like, at least in my mind, you need to compromise then because you're like, okay, I didn't speak it up soon enough. Then expressing once they already have it, I'm not comfortable with this, but just like don't do it around me because they already have it. Like,
or Aunt B, give me $100 right now. If you want me to throw this away, give me $100. Something. That's the only way I'm throwing
some type
away.
Of compromise because it was too late to say anything. Yeah. I can understand you being uncomfortable, but now you're in the wrong for that.
Yeah, she was definitely in the wrong for that.
So OP is not the asshole.
No.
Just freaking family, man. Yeah. Like this next story.
There you go. Very good.
Brendan whispering it to me when we all can hear it.
I didn't hear anything. I was just like, I'm like, ah.
Am I the asshole for not telling my family I got married?
Ooh.
And a little late to say it, but these stories are all from r/comfortlevelpod. And if you want to submit your story and have us potentially talk about it, but definitely have people on Reddit discuss it, submit it at r/comfortlevelpod.
Yeah, please do.
Because if you're sending it via like social media or if you're putting it in the comments, there's a really big chance we're probably never going to see it.
100% chance we'll never see it.
The best chance for us to read your story and discuss it, but especially having other comforters discussing it, is putting it in that Reddit. So actually, again, r/comfortlevelpod.
What was this post that I'm concerned about? And I just want a clarification if you're watching this. It's from Delicious Till 8303. It just says, Sam should come to Australia. You heard me, demon face. And that's it.
Oh, man. Whoa.
I'm terrified and intrigued. So clarify that for me. What does that mean? We should go to on shore to Australia, yo.
I would love to go to Australia.
That'd be so fun.
But
content trip in Australia, next one.
Oi.
Nanda, nanda.
Oi.
We're going down on the mic. The only thing that scares me, though, is the insects. I always see videos in Australia of the big insects, especially the spiders.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not telling my family I got married? Hi, everyone. I, female, just got married, as in it's only been one day. My partner, male, and I tied the knot for our own reasons and some legal reasons to make things easier for ourselves.
So romantic.
We did a very small ceremony with just my partner's parents with us and the only parent I talked to on a FaceTime call. My mom couldn't attend but wanted to be involved. We didn't plan on telling anyone we had a ceremony and continuing on with the big wedding in a little over a year with both of our families attending to celebrate. Since we announced to just our parents, my partner's mother has been pestering us to tell at least their family what we decided. I understand she's excited, but since we've had our ceremony, it's only gotten worse. Just in the last 24 hours, she's told us 28 times. I started counting after the third time to tell the family, in which my partner and I have both said we want to wait. His mother is getting increasingly upset with us that we've decided to not tell anyone and has made comments like, I won't keep it a secret this weekend if I'm drunk with my friends, which is making me a little stressed. I don't have a great relationship with my family, and I've shared some details with his parents due to a few comments from them when we got engaged, and I had not told my bio father. This incident isn't the only one where his mother has been overbearing, though. She's also like this with having kids. We're on the fence, leaning more towards not having any due to many different factors, but his mom brings up having grandchildren for her every time we hang out with his family. She will make comments like, a grandchild would be nice, or are you two ready to make me a grandbaby? For those who think she just is excited to be a grandmother, she already has two grandchildren, one of them that was just born a month ago. She also expects to be in the delivery room and first to know everything if we do decide to have a child one day. I have a chance to experience the overbearingness through my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. So am I the asshole for wanting to keep my marriage a secret, or is my mother-in-law being too overbearing? I think if you wanted to keep it a secret, that's your prerogative. But I think it just sucks because now it sounds like you have somebody trying to force your hand.
Right.
But at the same time, I think, I don't know that her relationship with her, all her family and everything. And if her mom's involved, that's also like a big ask to her. Like, hey, keep this a secret, because I think, I don't know, that relationship that she has with her kids, and then her kids could also be upset at her, which they shouldn't be because it's not her secret. Mm-hmm. But it's probably also hard for her to like keep that excitement, like, oh yeah, they got married, or I don't know, like that's also like an uncomfortable position for her.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, you can't say anything till a year later or once they officially get married.
Yeah. I can see it being an uncomfortable position for her, but I think at this point, she's kind of doing too much, like constantly asking.
Yeah.
Like at this point, it's a no. You got to deal with that. However you deal with that, maybe you shouldn't have just not been involved in the initial ceremony, but then you would have been upset that you weren't involved in the initial ceremony.
Right.
So it's like, we tried to involve you and now you have like a problem with keeping this a secret, which I can get that. Mm-hmm. She wants to tell people, she wants people to know, but it's not on her timeline. So it's not really fair to be like, mm-hmm. hey, let people know you got married. Because I want them to know.
Yeah, 28 times in 24 hours. That's once every hour.
That's a good approach though, Maddie, to talk to the mom and like, hey, you got the privilege of being a part of the first thing. Like, we wanted you to be there. And mm-hmm. this is a part of it. We wanted to share with a small group of people. And that should be it.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you can relay that to her.
Yeah.
But also think about secrets and families. Like, when you tell, like, one of your people in your family, like, don't tell nobody.
You're like, okay.
How often does that actually work out?
Yeah.
Where they don't tell anybody?
Yeah.
Even if you're tight, like that's your one in the family, I feel like it always gets out. So like, tell a secret at your own risk sometimes. I don't think it's right that they're telling your secrets, but I'm like, I feel like it's common in families. You don't have real secrets.
You got to know who you can tell to what.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like it doesn't seem like the mother knows how to hold water.
She's struggling. That poor lady is like shaking right now.
She's like around her other kids and she was like, I was talking to your sister's husband. I mean, boyfriend.
Yeah, that's a interesting situation to be in, because I mean, they want to be secretive about it, which they have their reasons for, but at the same time, it's like, I mean,
you told a big mouth.
Well, and they probably included her because they did include his parents. So if they wouldn't have included her, anybody in her family, then her family would have felt hurt. Because it's kind of a big deal that you're getting married. I mean, it's not like you're just dating someone. Like, that's a big commitment you're going for. Again?
Is because of the relationship with the family that they don't want it?
They said,
sometimes you gotta pop out and show them.
Their own reasons, their own reasons, and also legal reasons. So maybe they just kind of wanted to be like an actual legal unit right now, but they didn't have the money for like a wedding until later, but they didn't want to wait. So they just like, you know, we're just gonna be legally married now, and then we'll have a celebration later when we can afford it. That's my guess though, because they don't go into that. They just say for their own reasons and then for legal reasons. But the legal reasons makes me think, you know, you get like tax benefits and it's cheaper to just be like a unit with your partner, just in case anything were to happen to them. You're able to like I don't know. There's more coverage like when you're married. So I assume that's what that is. But the other thing too, which I think if we add this to the equation, there's maybe less acceptance for the mother-in-law is also her stance on with them being pregnant.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. Like kind of really wanting them to have a baby for her, not for them. But then also like wanting to have so much control when it comes to their baby already. Yeah.
Right.
Like, I think adding that in, you're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely overbearing, definitely too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's like a nice like, oh, I can't wait till you have kids. You know, if they're like, maybe it's her favorite child or whatever, like the relationship. But when you constantly keep doing that, it's uncomfortable for anyone to just be like, okay, like, thanks.
Yeah.
Especially so. She already has grandchildren. Why yeah. specifically this couple needs to do it?
It could be the favorite child, though. Mm. It could be her favorite child where she's like, I really want to have a favorite grandchild. I don't know. Yeah. You know,
the
but
other ones are ugly, dude. I can be honest and say that. Like, they're not good. They're bad and they look ugly.
She's like, I literally couldn't have cared less that they got married right. first. I'm waiting for him to get married.
The real grandkids and not these little pretenders we got.
Imposters.
And I'm sorry I had to say that about my own grandchildren, but I feel that way.
She said, I'm waiting for my first son, the first love of my life, yeah. to get married. Okay. Okay. So there's a little bit of an update here.
Oh.
Update. There isn't much of an update, but I don't think I'll have much else to say on the matter. For those saying I should not have tied myself to a man with a mother like this, or I have a bigger husband problem. His mother wasn't like this while we were dating. My husband has shut down any attempts where she has tried to have a conversation about us not telling people. Even if his mother tries to bring it up while he's not around, he will confront her. We are a united front when it comes to big decisions, and if he needs to shut down his family, he will. When we decided to tie the knot, he was the one who informed his parents and told them that we weren't telling anyone until our public ceremony. At that time, his mother was okay with this, so we had no clue she would pull something like this. As far as her telling people goes, my husband has told his mother it's not up for discussion, and if she tells anyone at any point, we will be going low contact. This may not be the update you all wanted, but thank you all again for taking the time to read my long post. Because we didn't speak about the husband, but a lot of people were talking about her husband. She said, let me correct the matter.
Daddy knows how to take care of
this. No!
Daddy knows what he's doing.
she's disassociating because you're saying stuff like this.
No, I'm not. I'm just laughing.
Maybe the mother-in-law was guilty.
Huh? What?
I said maybe she was guilty.
Maybe she definitely said told people.
Yeah. Mm. And she's like,
so
trying,
she's
to,
trying
like,
to like, so she's like, we should tell people,
we should
right?
tell people and like just trying to cover her tracks. Because 28, yeah. I can't justify just a switch like almost overnight. Yeah, and then 28 does. Times she's like, we should tell people because she already said something.
She was watching the Love is Blind wedding episode and with family. She's like, that reminds me of a wedding I was at the other day. She's like, she completely laughs. She's like, oh my God. She starts calling. You think we should tell people? What do you think?
Yeah, no, we should definitely tell somebody. Yeah. Like one person. Yeah.
Anyone, please.
It's like everybody was over there. Yeah,
everyone
like,
was there. They're like,
Well, she did say she was going to go with her friends and drink, and she was not sure she was going to keep that a secret.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's just because you want to say it. So you need an excuse to be like, oh, I guess if I'm drunk, blah, blah, blah. She definitely told someone.
Are we ready to move on to our next story?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to leave like this next story? Wasn't my best.
Her face when she does a button makes me laugh.
I was like, excited because so nobody told she me said, and I got like, it.
That
I
was
got
really
it.
Good.
I got it on my own.
She got no it.
She's either. Like, that was not my best and that's the one I got.
But she was so happy. She was like, it was her best for you.
It was your best for the button.
Yeah.
That's what matters. Right.
Yeah.
Alejandro's getting the hang of it. Am I the asshole for wanting to leave my boyfriend because of how much money he makes? I've been with my boyfriend for almost a year. He treats me very nice, has always been super kind. He's emotionally supportive and can communicate pretty well and has taken on the role of stepdad, father figure for my kids. When we first started dating, I expressed to him that I don't really believe in going 50-50. Not that it can't work for other people, but I've been a single mom for 3.5 years before we started dating, so I'm used to doing everything myself anyways. Some may not even agree with the way of my thinking, and sometimes I even question if I'm wrong or not too. To me, going 50-50 with a man I'm living with just doesn't sit right with me. It could partially be due to the fact that my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and my dad has worked the same job since he was 18. They have been married for 35 years and are still enjoying being together. Or it may stem from the fact that I would love to be a stay-at-home mom, and I do have some more traditional values. I want to feel so secure with a man that I'm able to submit to him and provide a loving, safe space and home for my kids and husband. I've been in survival mode for a long time, and I've always depended on myself to make things happen, and I'm tired of that. I want to be able to relax and know that if I lost my job tomorrow or I got sick, that everything would still be taken care of. I do not mind working, and I still have my own career. I just think I would be able to be a better girlfriend slash wife if I had financial security. When I initially had this conversation with him, we weren't living together. He agreed that he would love to be able to provide support for us, and he doesn't want me to have to pay 50-50 of anything. Fast forward a couple of weeks and his lease ended, so we decided him moving in with me would be the best thing until my lease is up, and we can find a new place together. I should have been more proactive in bringing up our previous conversation again about bills, but I wasn't. It's been about 5 months since he has moved in with me, and it's safe to say our agreement has not been kept. He went through a couple of job changes when he first moved in, and he fell behind on some of his personal bills. My rent is $2,000 a month, plus a $400 car note, $200 car insurance, utilities, groceries, gas, plus two kids who are in sports and extracurriculars. He hasn't paid half of anything since being here. This will be the first month, tomorrow the first, where he is supposed to be giving me half of the rent and half of the utilities slash groceries. I have a feeling that he is not going to be able to give it to me. I try not to be materialistic, and I know it's weird for me to expect a guy to cover my rent in this economy. I understand not everyone was dealt the easy hand of money or career. I know it's strange to expect something of someone that I couldn't even do myself. I know life is hard and it's easy to fall behind on things. I guess I'm just wondering if this makes me an asshole or if I have valid points. He's good in almost every other aspect than finances. I see videos a lot talking about women being with men who they couldn't call in an emergency or if their car broke down or if you need help on a bill. This makes me wonder if I would be a much better wife to someone who could provide that security to me. I know it's hard to find genuine people who really care, who won't cheat, and who will be a good father figure. I know that love is what life is all about and money isn't everything, but not having the security is holding me back. Any advice is appreciated. And then there's edits.
I did read this like 2 days ago. I did this.
I'm glad it just came out too.
I was going to text you because I was like, this was a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
So
what was the title of it though? Because I think it confused, or maybe I misunderstood.
Wanting to leave my, am I the asshole for wanting to leave my boyfriend because of how much money he makes?
Okay. Wow.
So when I first read this, I kind of got what she was saying, but she does mention in the edits that people are confused. So she does talk about wanting to be taken care of, but it seems like the issue, at least in my head, and I think what she's trying to describe later, is right now where he's living, she's expecting 50-50. She's not expecting him to be taking care of her. She just wants 50-50. And so I can understand where if you have your partner move in with you and there is an expectation of 50-50, at least paying your own stuff, and they can't do that, how that's frustrating, especially if she wants someone who can eventually provide for her fully.
Right.
So now she's providing for herself and her kids, but also him, because he's not able to make the full 50% of what, you know, of him living there.
Right.
So I think to that extent, she's been living with him for 5 months and that hasn't changed. I understand, like, it's kind of hard to be consistent on finding new jobs, like, especially in the beginning, but I can understand her being like, okay, like, I don't know if I want to do this. And I think that's okay for her to have those thoughts, especially if she eventually wants him to be fully taking care of her because he's not even doing 50-50. So for me, I don't think she's the asshole if she does leave. But I also get her worries where she's like, he's a good man in every other aspect. Mm-hmm. But money is a really important part of a relationship. And if you believe that you eventually would like to be taken care of or at least 50-50, this is going to be a constant problem in your relationship where it, I think it will overshadow everything else because that's such a big factor that you're always going to be thinking about, well, there's this with the money.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think it's fine to have a perspective because basically she wants to be a trad wife. Like she wants to be stay at home, take care of the kids, cook and do all that stuff, which is fine. You can want that. You can desire that. But when you're think about looking for a partner, that means you're like, well, I'm looking for someone who basically has to make this amount of money to be able to provide all that stuff for us. Mm-hmm. So now you're looking for a smaller percentage of the dating pool. And that kind of man who makes that kind of money, he doesn't have that same like sliver. Mm-hmm. He's looking at a larger thing because he's like, I'm looking for a woman, a good woman. And so that they could be anyone. So you're going to have more trouble finding a person than they are going to, the person you're looking for. You're looking for 5%. That 5% is looking at 50% of the pool. So when she has all this stuff in the hand, she has this good man. He's like supportive. He's doing all the things you want in a relationship. He just doesn't have the money. It's fine that you're saying money is important to me and I want someone. But you should also know you might not find that thing you're looking for. And like she's mentioning, in this economy, how many people can actually say, I can take care of a family on my own with my one paycheck? I do have coworkers who are like, we make the same amount of money. They have families and they're doing it. But it's like, it's a difficult thing to do, especially now with groceries, inflation, blowing everything up. I'm like, it's just easier with two people. So I'm okay with her saying this, but knowing that you might not get something better in the future. And that's something you should be aware of. You might not find this guy who's like, girl, I got you. I can take care of you without you having to do anything. Because that's getting increasingly harder.
Yeah, I think like I can understand her feeling this like, man, like if he's not even able to do 50-50, like how is he going to take care of me?
Yeah.
And if that's truly what all she's looking for, then like, okay. But people go to the rough patches, one. And when you're with someone, it's not like, even when it's 50-50, it's like everything. Sometimes it's going to be 70-30, 80-20, because at the end of the day, you're together and you want to be together. And maybe it's also changing your lifestyle. Like, are you trying to maintain your lifestyle that you've been supporting? But if then you're asking someone to, hey, I want you to take care of me and my kids, because they're not his kids, but of course I'm sure he'll care for them like if they were his kids. That's a big ask that you also have to be patient. Like it's not going to happen overnight or over a year, because that's a big transition for a single guy that had just to take care of himself to now take care of a family of three. Like that's a huge change, not just financially, but overall. And I think being patient and maybe communication, that's all it comes down to. Like she needs to talk to him and be like, hey, where are we at? This is what are our goals, and get aligned together to what they want to do as a couple. Because what if it turns out that the guy moved in and he's like, man, I don't know that I want this anymore, but it hasn't been communicated. So I feel like communication is key to every relationship. But in this situation, like I understand where she's coming from and how she's feeling. And I think what she's asking for is kind of, it's a big thing to ask for, but if he's willing to, maybe it's a matter of patience for him to get back on his feet, get it together, because that could have also added a lot of stress to him. I don't know, who knows. And I think like there should have been a communication after the first 3 months of like, because you said it's 5 months that he's been there and hasn't paid. Like I feel like after the second month, like, hey, how's it going? Like what's going on? Like we need to figure out our financials.
Yeah.
If we're planning on moving forward together and living together, like financials need to be discussed. And I think that's was where the first that should have been addressed first. That way it didn't get far, because now it didn't get addressed immediately. And now she's frustrated, annoyed, and probably like ready to leave, versus like if that would have been communicated, who knows what that guy's going through.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And before you, I don't know if you were going to say anything, but before you do say anything, I'm going to read some edits, because she does address some of the stuff that you're bringing up right now. But I do like the note about communication. I think if I were to add anything to what I said, I would definitely add on to that of like communicate first before you make any decision. Figure out where he is right now, why he's not paying you at least 50%, why you're having to cover for him for half a year, and then figure out what your next steps are, because they were only together for a year.
Yeah.
And now
and he moved in
almost 6 months later. It's like she's been taking care of him. So right.
Like they should have talked to when they, okay, you're moving in. What's the plan?
Mm-hmm.
How this money gonna be split out?
Mm-hmm. Edited to say, before getting together, I had plans to move in with my grandma so I can save and buy a house next year. He knew about these plans. My living expenses are making it impossible to save. So in the last 5 to 6 months, I've spent over $20,000 in living expenses that I thought was going to be paid 50-50. I'm talking about living expenses only. Also, I know many people will have opinions, but my kid's father passed away. So telling me I can't be a traditional wife because I'm a single mom is unhelpful. Which, why would you say that?
Right.
Edited again to say that this is not about me wanting him to pay for 100% of my lifestyle while I stay at home. No, this is about him not being able to stick to our agreement of 50-50 for living expenses. Not anything for my kids, no flashy cars, private school, or fancy dinners. I'm upset because in the 6 months he's been living with us, he hasn't upheld his end of the agreement. I know expecting someone to do 100% for me and two kids isn't realistic. I'm only expecting 50-50. Even if I wasn't originally fond of it, I was willing to do it. And if he had been keeping that deal the last 6 months, I wouldn't be here. And then there's another edit.
How's it? Go
ahead. The edit changed. Well, it didn't change what I was going to say, but
she just clarifies a few things.
She clarified a few things. So I was like, oh, yeah, come back to me.
I'm just shocked that they didn't have a conversation prior to the 6 months. Like,
yeah.
You're living together, you're seeing each other, and you have to be stressed about like bills, whether it's her or him.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if he's not putting his half, either he's really in a big hole of financial situation, or he's just like, ooh, I'm just gonna live rent free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And saving this money. But I don't know, like, it's just shocking that 6 months went by without a conversation. Like, that's shocking to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because they haven't been dating that long, so they've been in this, they're still in that, like, probably that lovey phase where you're like, I don't want to say anything that'll rock the boat too much. And I think that's the worst time to move in with someone when you can't have like a real conversation that could be uncomfortable, because it seems like they just can't have uncomfortable conversations. And so it's difficult to talk about money, to talk about stuff like this.
But like, if you're moving in with someone, like, you have to have some level of comfortableness to be like, so how's this rent going to work out? How's groceries going to work out? You know, like that, like at some point, whoever's swiping the card to pay groceries every week has to say, so when's your turn? You know, like there has to be something. There's no way, like, and even on his end too, like, oh, I just have food every day. How cool. I don't have to pay. Like, you know, like there has to be some sort. And I wonder.
If that's me, I'm not saying anything. In my mind, I'm like,
man, this is nice. Jackpot.
I hit the lottery.
And she does mention, though, she was like, I know I should have reached out, talked to him about it sooner than what it is. But yeah.
I was going to say, at this point, it's better to prioritize your family. Like, you guys aren't married. So there's no merit to you thugging this out. Like, if it's not working, it's not working.
Right.
Now you have the opportunity and chance to do initially what you planned, which is to move out, because their lease is up when? Did it say?
A year, 6 months?
She said soon.
Yeah, she just, I think she says it more in the next update, but she just said that she was planning on moving in with her grandma, but because he moved out, she was like, okay, well, you can live here. So I don't know if it's, I don't know how long, if they sign a new lease or what.
Yeah. So if the lease is up soon, you still have the opportunity to move in with your grandma. Do what you said you were going to do. Just prioritize your family and your financial well-being first.
Mm-hmm.
Let him figure it out. Because, yeah, it's almost as if you're using it like to, like you're gaining resentment because you expected this thing. But humans suck. that's the point blank thing. Like, the guy said he was going to take care of the 50-50. He hasn't done it within the few months. You still have the opportunity to be like, okay, things are not going the way I planned it. I need to do my plan because I need what's best for my children at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I'm going back to my grandparents. you figure out what you're going to do and maybe we can come back together.
Yeah.
As long as he did say that, because
it sounds like they agreed.
I'm with Alejandro. I'm like, was this communicated? Do we actually have a full conversation about this? Mm-hmm. Because it is different if she was like, we're going to go 50-50 on everything.
Yeah.
And then those situations where you're at the grocery store would be weird. It would be uncomfortable. You're like, we did talk about this. And maybe he's like, this is his thing where he's like, I ain't paying nothing. But you don't know that necessarily. You need to communicate. And maybe mm-hmm. he is down on his luck. Maybe he's fleecing you and maybe scamming you. Let's mm-hmm. get that out in the open and see what that is.
Yeah, but either way, if you prioritize your family's well-being, that
and move I agree will, with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that move.
I wouldn't
will
have
be,
moved in.
Yeah,
this early in the
That's
relationship.
That's too soon. Yeah. I mean, if I had kids and like I don't know that I'd move. Let someone move in with
that's
me and my kids
thing.
Within a year. Like, I don't know that that's yeah, enough that, time to me, but that's just me. I'm also like different person. Yeah. So
I'm 100 different.
Alejandro's like, I actually posted that. No, I'm like, I'm totally different person than the person who posted.
No, but I think the biggest thing, like, I agree with Brendan, like she needs to prioritize her family mm-hmm. but she needs to have a conversation and she needs to figure out, do I want to be with this person? Because again, who knows what he's going through? Who knows what his financials look like, right? Maybe he's like drowning in debt. And if she wants to move forward with him, make a plan. But I still think prioritize your family. If at this time, maybe it's best, yes, move in, keep going with your plans because it's also your kids.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. even if it were like one of those things where they didn't talk about it, mm-hmm. that move would still make sense at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, even if, because she said she bought it up eventually, right?
She said that I'm going to assume that they brought up that conversation because she's been so clear about everything else. Like mm-hmm. she was like only the shared expenses that mm-hmm. it makes me think that they did have that discussion before he moved in. But the discussion that she told us about was how she expressed wanting to be paid for completely, mm-hmm. like when they were first dating. And he said like, that cool. he wanted to do that.
Cool.
He was like, yes, I would love to do that. I would love to do that for
just
you.
In 5 years.
In the future, I would love that. Like,
yeah,
in a distant future.
But right? I think.
But in the right now.
Yeah.
I want you to take care of me.
Because I think OP, hopefully you're not caught up on the whole title of like being like, dang, do I really want this man for his money? Because I don't think you do. But I think because you're comparing all this other stuff, like maybe the best thing would be to take a step back. Don't necessarily end the relationship, but take a step back, prioritize mm-hmm. your family, like Brandon's saying, mm-hmm. because even though like money is very important, it is like, it's not making you a gold digger for saying that.
Right.
And if he can't even take care of himself right now in this moment, whether it's money issues or whatever, that is a big issue because you don't only have yourself to feed, you have your two kids to feed.
Right.
So he can't really just be chilling out there while you already have two other people to feed. Mm-hmm. So definitely take a step back. I agree with Brandon. Yeah. Take a step back, stay with your grandma because also you're not saving any money right now because you're mm-hmm. supporting,
right.
you know, three people.
Yeah, which is...
So you can't even save for a house, which is what you wanted to do.
It's not fair to the children because... If he's not taking care of himself and you, now some of the stuff you would have put towards your children is going towards him.
Yeah.
And I'm not in the scenario. But, you know, it's like one of those things where you think about it in the grand scheme of things. You've known this guy for a year. You've known your kids all their life.
Mm. And you would do anything for them.
Yeah. Mm. Is it fair to give some of the resources you have for your kids that you love more than him to him, and he hasn't been there for a fraction of the time the kids have?
So not saying that that's how you feel, OP, but just maybe another perspective to look at if it might even be easier for you to take a step back. Don't feel bad for wanting to take a step back.
Yeah,
I would say communicate and well figure out yourself too, like if you want to keep things going with her mm-hmm. with him, and if you don't, then yeah.
Mm-hmm. Break up with them.
Well, I mean, I agree with like Brendan, like, you know, your kids, you have to, those are the resources and you have to figure out like, if it's your number one key thing, what you're looking for a man is for them to support you, then that's also an important factor. Like if that's really what you're like, if that's your number one thing that you're looking for, mm-hmm. then obviously it's not working out right now.
So, edited yet again. I honestly wasn't expecting anyone to reply to this. I should have worded the beginning of my post better. I think most people are stuck on what I said about a traditional wife and not wanting to go 50-50. I mentioned that because that conversation happened long before we even started dating, so he knew my stance. After falling in love, I was willing to do 50-50 with him on shared living expenses, not any of my personal bills or anything for my kids. I made that decision based on the account of him actually following through with it. We live in a very expensive city. He would not find anywhere else for $1,000 a month. His half of our place now is $1,000 a month. He would be lucky to have a single bedroom or a basement in someone's house for $1,000. He could have simply kept his own place he had before he moved in. He paid $1,850 by himself for years and let me move to my grandma's if he wasn't going to be able to do his agreed upon 50-50 for living expenses. I do not mind working and I work very hard. I do all of the cooking, cleaning, and buying all of the groceries. I wash his clothes and pack his lunch every day, sex almost every day. I was still willing to do all of that as long as he came through with his half of the rent, which did not happen the last 6 months. I won't be replying anymore on here, as most of the comments either did not read the whole post or are convinced I'm a gold digger since I don't want to continue paying 100% of living expenses with a man who promised 50-50 6 months ago. I've been very patient with him, and I try not to bring it up until the first of the month comes and he doesn't have his half. I always try to give him the benefit of the doubt, and if it was just 1 month that this happened, I wouldn't be here. Thank you for the ones who tried to see through my vagueness and read the whole story slash comments. I appreciate all the kind comments and the ones who were willing to hear my reasoning and responses. Next time I post in this, I'll make sure to type the whole story with the assumption many people will see it and try to pick it apart. LOL, P.S. It's November 1st. Rent is due. He just texted me to let me know he won't have all of his this month.
Yep.
$500 is the most he can do right now. I asked him if we can have a conversation after he gets off work about everything. So we'll see what happens.
But you're not going to post again?
I was going to say she's not going to.
We'll see. I don't know. It's from a day ago, too. So
OP, if you're watching this, you better post again. We're locked in now.
Because wait. Okay. Before I go. He was paying rent. $1,850.
Almost exactly the rent. And he just has to pay half of that, basically. And
okay.
And he can't bring it up every single month.
Yeah. Nope.
There's something going on.
Yeah.
How do you go from being able to afford that much to just $500?
I feel even more for her to take a step back and go after her own, like, take care of herself first because she's doing so much for this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, so she talked about being a traditional wife. Everything that she's speaking about is like kind of delivering her part of that dream. And she was like the lifestyle that she wants, but she understands that it's only going to be 50-50. So she's fine with doing that. She's still fine with working and paying 50%.
Right.
And doing all of that. Mm-hmm. And he can't even pull out the same amount of money that he needs for rent, which he was able to do before when he lived on his own.
Yeah. And that's what I can't get behind. I can't get behind him not contributing, especially after having paid more.
Yeah, it's just the resources, that's what's getting me. Mm-hmm. But then also it's like I think she's so focused on what she wants and thinks that he's the guy that's going to be able to do it that she's kind of ignoring the signs that are telling, like, that he's not that guy. It's bigger than you wanting to have someone to take care of you but are also willing to have the 50-50. And it kind of painted it a different way, but it's like, no, at the end of the day, you just want someone that can either compete with what you do for your finances or do so well that they could just take care of you, that you're kind of putting yourself in a scenario to resent a guy because you think he can do it. He's not there yet.
Well, so he actually should be there.
He's going. Yeah. There's something like that's so weird. You went from being able to afford your own stuff to just only being able to pay $500.
And she's resenting him because that's what he said that he could do.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done it for 6 months.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. It's for 6 months. Like after the first three, I would have been like, this is not working out. You're not doing what you said you would have done. And it's like now you're constantly like the resentment's growing. Not saying he's in the right
but like the resentment's growing, but he's just not that guy anymore.
You're not that guy, pal.
You're not that guy. So yeah, just go back with your grandma, because he's not gonna step up. Because if he, I don't know what's going on with his finances, but if he was able to do it beforehand, mm-hmm. he could have been able to do it now, and he's not. And you need to show him that you mean business, because if you keep doing it and you're just like complaining about it, not only is that resentment going to grow, but then now you're kind of screwing yourself over. You need to think about your future and your kid's future.
Because mm-hmm. if you think about it, he really had it good. He has somebody who's taking care of him fully. He has a place where he only has to pay
sex every day.
Only has to pay 50% of rent. And that 50%, $1,000, she is saying that he cannot find anywhere else. So he's literally getting the best situation possible. And all he has to do is provide half of the rent that he paid prior. And he can't do that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. She clearly cares and loves him. Yeah. If she's doing all that, like, if you know, like even packing his lunch and everything and like
that's
all that.
Crazy.
So she needs to take a step back, like Brendan said earlier, and focus on your family. Communicate with him. If you say, hey, this is not working now, like we had agreed on this and none of this is happening. And in order for us to keep moving forward, like I need to see that you can do this. The best thing for me and my family is to do this. So we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. We and decide whether you want to stay in touch and try to work things out and then get back to it. Maybe, you know, who knows what he's going through, whatever. Give him the benefit of the doubt, but you still take care of you and your family. And if you're like, yeah, this is not working now, like, thanks and move on with your life. Because again, like also Brendan said, you're wasting time. Like if you're still looking for that partner that with certain traits and that's going to do this and this for you, like you may be wasting your time with this person.
He's not that guy, pal.
So, yeah, that's wild.
And if you need the evidence of what he's spending his money on, you need to install some
look at the bank
cameras like this last story. Stalk him a little.
He's doing it in the house?
Okay, so this final story with a ton of updates is, am I the asshole for putting a hidden camera in my office?
Oh, I read this one.
You did read it?
I did read this one.
No. Did you read all the updates?
I think I only read the first thing.
Oh, okay. There's like a ton of updates to it.
If it's your office, I mean, I don't see why. If it's your office.
You're freaky. Mm-hmm. You can do some freaky stuff.
But like, I mean, I don't know why you would need unless you're concerned about some safety stuff. Like if someone... I mean, I'm thinking like, is someone coming and stealing your stuff or you're trying to spy on something suspicious?
Am I the asshole for putting a hidden camera in my office? I know this sounds bad, but please reserve judgment until you read my story. I, 35 female, am a Moroccan living and working in the US. I work for a big corporation with worldwide locations. When I started working, there was a colleague of mine, male 37, who always made jokes about being in love with me. I knew these weren't just jokes, but his way of telling me he was interested. I don't shit where I eat, so I just ignored it. He then started calling me his almond eye, and I always corrected him and told him to call me by my name. I told him that if he wouldn't stop, I would start to call him banana nose. Listen, I don't know why I said that, because his nose is normal. It's just something that came into my mind. He laughed it off, but he never called me that again. For 2 months, we've had a new colleague, male 36. I was working from home the first days he started, and when I met him, he was very distant, acted as if he didn't like me. Don't get me wrong, I'm a very nice person, so for me, this was weird, but I respected him and his space, so I didn't make an effort to see what was going on. Last week, I discovered he made a huge mistake. I can't go into details about what, because you would guess the corporation, but it was a big one. Even though he acted like a jerk to me, I didn't want him to get in trouble, so I stayed in the office with him until midnight passed to solve the issue, and I never reported it. But then when I got up to leave, he asked me to wait because he wanted to talk to me. He asked why I hated him so much. My flabber was gasted. I asked him what he meant, because in my opinion, he was the ass. He started telling me that the first day he got here, he was mentored by Banana Nose, and he told him to watch out for her, because she is Muslim and has told everyone over and over again that gay people should be banned. First, sir, I came from Morocco to work here. Who the hell am I to want to ban someone? Secondly, my religion teaches me to accept and respect everyone. New guy went on to say that he has had doubts after tonight because I could have fed him to the wolves, but instead helped him out. But then came the worst part. New guy told me that Banana Nose goes into my office when I work from home and, get this, sits naked on my chair to punish me for being a prude. I asked new guy to not tell anyone what he told me, and now I want to get a hidden camera and install it in my office. I want to first ask HR if it's not against the office policy, but yeah, I definitely want to catch his ass, literally. Would I be the asshole if I did that?
Wow. Great pun.
I don't know that that's how I would go about, like, I would just go to HR.
Yeah. Well, she said, I want proof.
Yeah, but I mean, if someone's saying something, she has someone. I mean, does she really want to like catch that? Mm-hmm. Watch it? Like,
yeah. I mean, she's thinking long term, but yeah. I get where she's coming from, where she might want proof.
Yeah.
To be like, okay, is this really happening, or is he just saying this?
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Thing otherwise.
But the fact that
that's weird.
He's doing that
yeah.
is so disgusting and messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, no, I'm surprised she was able to keep it for that long, though. Just like keep it going to whenever like the updates are going to show. But yeah, the fact that she's willing to do that before reporting it to HR, because that is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then going around and acting sullying like her, like people's view of her, like new people.
Well, the fact that why didn't he tell the new guy?
Yeah,
this dude's bold. Like, he obviously doesn't. He's like, you know what, a funny joke. I can imagine being the new guy and you're like, yeah. He's like, you know this funny joke, man. I just go sit bare ass on this chick's desk. It's so funny. You're like,
so update. Well, it's very nice meeting all of you. I never in my life read so many ideas to make someone's butt itch or hurt.
Ooh.
Itching powder. Yum, yum,
yum. The things that we can achieve if we just work together. I had to talk to HR. I requested an urgent meeting. I didn't tell them everything because I know what they would do, and they would investigate and then come back with, it was just a rumor. Banana Nose is very loved, and I don't want to put new guy in a bad place. So I told them, I'm afraid someone might be sneaking into my office because all my stuff gets misplaced. Since I have a higher position at this company, they took it really serious, really fast. So my dear comfies, camera is in place and I will be working from home the next couple of days. Update number two. Let's just get right into
it. Let's get into it.
Hi, everyone. I guess thanks for being curious and creative. Before I get to the update, I would like to explain where my office is and how Banana Nose was able to do what he did. My office is at the end of the hall. The only room that's facing my office is a utility room / supply closet. We have all the offices on the same floor, and with we, I mean the members of our team. I know it might sound naive of me, but I never questioned new guy. I never told him anything about how Banana Nose treats me and how he calls me a prude, so for him to make that leap seemed excessive. Mm. Now for the update. Today was my first day working from home since the cameras were placed. After working for a few hours, I got a call from HR to come to work. My heart was beating so fast, I literally can't remember how I got there. The nerves were eating at me. I got to the HR department, which is one floor above us, and I noticed everyone was staring at me. The head of the department was sitting in the room with a couple of other people. They started talking. I couldn't listen. Things like, we as a company, blah, blah, blah. I stopped them and I said I couldn't bear listening to a TED talk and I wanted to know what was going on. Last night, when I already went home and the camera was installed for maybe an hour, Banana Nose entered my office. HR asked if I wanted to see the video or if I just wanted them to explain what happened. As if it's a nature documentary, I told them I definitely wanted to see the video.
Roll it.
I will first start by saying what I saw objectively. Banana Nose entered my office and the door behind him was still open. He looked over his shoulder as if he was talking to someone while taking his pants off. Then it happened. He sat on my chair, butt-ass naked. He took some candy from my desk and he started dancing on my chair, rubbing his butt in my chair's DNA. I got sick to my stomach, but then he took my pants one by one and licked them. It looked like he was still talking. There was no sound, so I wasn't sure. Then the worst thing happened. 2 years ago, I lost my 7-year-old niece to cancer. On my desk is a picture of her and the last time we got to hug. So you can clearly see it's not only a child, but a sick one. Mm. This evil man rubbed his penis all over my picture frame and laughed so hard. He took out his phone, made a call, and then left. I started crying like a baby. I feel violated. I feel used. I feel unsafe. HR guy was talking, but I didn't hear anything. I saw myself in the reflection of the window and I stopped. Wiped away my tears and I asked what the next steps are. HR said Banana Nose was asked to come in later and they would fire him on the spot. It seemed to me like they thought that was enough for me. I told them firing him is step one. I wanted to know who he was talking to and demanded to see the security tapes for the hallway. You can't see into my office on these tapes, but I know for a fact you can see who is standing in the hallway. HR accepted my request and asked security for the tapes. It takes some time, but they expect to get it sometime tomorrow. Oh. For now, I feel unsafe everywhere I go. When I got in my car, all I could think about was, maybe he was in my car. Maybe he was in my home. I know that sounds crazy, but I feel crazy. I will do my best to update you all. For now, I don't know what I need. Thank you.
That makes me sick.
And then there's a few more updates.
Sick to my stomach.
That's biological warfare. That makes me think of like those horrible roommate stories where like one of the roommates is like getting sick and she doesn't realize it. It's because the other roommate was like spitting in her food and like putting her toothbrush like where the sun didn't shine and like making her like she didn't know, so she was still using it. I saw those. There's roommate stories like that where like people just, I think it was a race thing. Like it was like a white roommate and a black roommate. Mm. That's what this is. It's biological warfare.
Yeah.
I mean, and then the putting his dick on the freaking picture frame of like a little kid who he doesn't know is dead, but that's weird on so many other levels.
And he's doing this multiple times. So it's like he has a routine. Like this is just something he does because I'm like, this is the stuff he was doing is crazy. It's like his thing to do.
And I think the biggest thing that I didn't mention is people know about it. He's talking to people right now and they're watching this man. Cheeks out, little pee-pee out, you know, sitting on her stuff. Like, it's like everybody in the office knows.
That's what my coworker's
That's wrong.
Dick. I don't want to see my coworker's dick ever. And you're like, it's like, the CEO in the camera. Oh, my God, it goes to the top.
Yeah.
He was there. I guess it's hard for me to say anything because I'm like, I don't understand these kinds of people who... For whatever reason, because it doesn't seem like a lot. It seemed like his ego's hurt, and that's why he's doing this. But to feel so much hatred for someone to do this kind of stuff, like to do that thing with the roommate, to do that to a person, I'm like...
Yeah, that's very disturbing. I don't think
I hate anybody. I'm like, there's some people I really don't like, but even those people, I'm like, I couldn't do something like that repeatedly over and over to someone. That's crazy to me.
So, update... Update number three, maybe final update. I want to thank everyone. Your support and your kind words helped me when I couldn't sleep. Having this feeling of being alone, may it come back to you to benefit your lives, each one of you. I don't know where to start. Forgive my brain giving up on me. It has been a lot. Yeah. I have viewed the tapes and what I saw was, I don't know. It was clear he was talking to someone. I too thought it could be the new guy, but it wasn't. New guy was seen on the tapes at the beginning of the hall, turning his back and leaving. Banana Nose was giving a show in my office for three of my coworkers, one male, two female. Two of them I trained. All three of them I helped when they made many, many mistakes. Mm. They stood by the door while he danced and filmed him. One of the females started to fist pump. It was disgusting.
Oh my gosh.
Before going to HR to view the tape, I did my research. I read in my contracts that when there is a conflict of serious nature that can't be solved, that it needs to be taken to the board for review and judgment. I knew that if I asked them all to be fired, that it wouldn't be a problem because, like I said, many, many mistakes. So I came up with a different idea. I asked for compensation from the firm and all parties involved of $1 million per person. I know, ridiculous. Ridiculous enough to get them in front of the board. And I can't wait to show these tapes in front of 11 rich old men and one female who all have a lot of influence in our field of business. But most of all, I can't wait to look them in the eye and ask them why. I know their answer wouldn't change anything, but it would give away who they truly are. Banana Nose isn't fired yet. When I got home after our meeting, HR told me they want to wait until they have the full story so nothing was unanswered. After today, I asked them not to fire him because the board meeting would be useless. And if he quits, he will lose all of his benefits. So this way, he has little choice but to show up to the meeting where I will do my dance. I don't know if I'll stay at this company, even though I love to work here, because I can't believe that there is any way where it would be possible for a new guy to know this information and all of my colleagues not. Yesterday, I drove to the new guy's house. I told him I never mentioned his name. I want him to have peace and not be afraid that other people will act out against him as some sort of vengeance. His secret is safe with me. Some people asked what I would do if someone read this from work. Let me just say this. I work with a bunch of nerds, but not the good kind that's on Reddit, but the bad kind that thinks TMZ is what keeps you up to date. They use words like, whatever. I bet you can picture them now.
I don't know what these people are.
And if you do show up here and you read all of this, so be it. I couldn't cope without all of you. I have no family here, and I thought my coworkers were my friends. I guess we all make mistakes. Again, thank you guys for everything. I kind of love you guys. Just make sure you never say whatever.
What are you talking about, OP? What are you saying?
And then the finale. Dear Comfies, an hour ago, I got the news that everyone involved quit their job. They got the notice that they have to appear in front of the board, and they didn't want to do that. By everyone involved, I mean also one of the person that was not on the tape but knew of it and was involved on different occasions. Mm. This was something that happened frequently. When they first had to come to HR and watch the tapes, they said it was just a joke that got out of hand. One of them even tried to say that I knew of it. They wanted to first keep their jobs and ask for a group session to work things out. But when HR said there would be a board meeting, they resigned the next day. As for me, I handed in my notice, but this wasn't accepted. The company offered me a better paying job in a different location. They will help me with relocation and everything. I'm glad that I got this chance. Since I have a more senior position, I need a well-rounded, trustworthy assistant. I asked for the new guy. They agreed with it, and the new guy was very excited. Our relocation is closer at his boyfriend's house, and I'm glad that I don't have to leave him behind in a toxic work environment. I guess this is my final update. I decided not to sue. I don't ever want to think about what he did ever again, and I don't want to ever put my energy towards this kind of toxicity. And I know one thing for certain, you get what you give. Thank you for all your loving messages. I wish nothing but the best to all of you.
Whatever,
OP.
She's like, okay, not stop. To do that. Oh. She said not. Stop. Don't do that. Sorry. That's what she
Oscar's
said.
Mad too. He's like, stomp it.
Well, I had to say it because she said comfies and I didn't like that.
Fair.
Don't ever call our listeners comfies. Ever.
He said, as king of the Ottoman,
we never say comfies.
But we do say comforters, so not surprised that she got there.
Our cousins.
No, good for you, OP. I'm glad this happened. Mm-hmm. Better job moving away from that office. This is probably the best it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry you didn't get your board meeting. That seems unfortunate.
But at least they were able to quit and they didn't get any benefits. So
yeah.
You know.
The amount of people in the office, that's the wild thing to me.
Yeah.
Everyone was just complicit in this.
Yeah, which is disgusting. Like OP said, the fact that the new guy found out almost immediately means that everybody in the office knew about that.
And, or had seen it and didn't say anything. That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it was like such a big thing too. Like people go there and record it. Like it's like, that's, y'all are all sick.
Yeah.
Y'all all sick in the head. Cause what? Why is that a thing? Why do someone care about that much?
Yeah.
Like one person, it's like, okay, that man could be unwell. But it's like the fact that the whole culture is, oh no, on this day we wait, we go there, we go to the office and we watch this guy just defile somebody's stuff.
Who's nice to us and who helps us whenever we make mistakes, which is often, and who's never been rude to us. But, you know, if it's not her, it's me. So I got to watch him and I got to cheer him on. I got to fist pump and I got to say, whatever, OP. And that's when OP is like, I quit, dude.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
I'm happy that you were able to get something good out of the situation, OP. Mm-hmm. You know, moving on to a different place, being able to take what seems to be the only non-toxic employee as well, creating a friendship there.
Yeah, that was nice of her.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that...
Except when you showed up to his house, I felt uncomfortable. He's like, how did you get my address? He's like, don't worry, I didn't tell anybody. He's like, how did you get here, though? I know you don't want to tell anybody. How did you make it here?
And also the fact that it sounds like you had a lot of support in the comments.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, good job, comforters.
Shout out to the subreddit.
Yeah.
And everybody that was there helping to support and just hearing out OP. And
yeah, because y'all be mean sometimes. Y'all do be mean.
Yeah.
But this was a nice, nice post.
And OP, thanks for, what's that? The formatting of your post. It was very beautiful to read.
You gorgeous.
You know? I like the spaces between everything, and it looked really awesome. So
we should do an act out.
To this?
No.
Oh.
Not to that.
Like,
to the mom who wanted to talk about the wedding.
I'll be OP.
Wait, what's going on? Husband.
We're gonna act out the story about the people who got secretly married and then the mom trying to, so just kind of go with what you remember from the story. And then we just kind of branch out from there.
We're gonna have mom tell someone, so you're gonna be the friend
that mom tells, that mom tries to tell.
Yeah.
And I do.
Oh my god, this is so beautiful. Like, can you guys really? This is your wedding, and you do.
Well, it's just a ceremony. It's not like a real thing.
Okay. Wait, do you guys like each other?
Legal reasons, you know?
And personal.
Legal reasons you can't kiss?
Yes.
It's a legal kiss. That's how you legally kiss.
This, okay, I don't know if this is a good start to a wedding.
Wait, what other noises are there?
I got several iPad pictures. So.
iPad pictures.
Okay, don't post those, though. Remember, this is a secret thing.
Secret.
So,
wait, you can't take
actually,
iPad
I just want to say thank you.
Them.
Thank you, OP's mom. Or, well, thank you, mother-in-law. You know, you and me. Yeah. For coming to our secret wedding.
Yeah,
secret. Again, we're probably not going to make anything. I mean, you knew about this. He told you about this.
He did tell me about that. And but like, I thought he was joking.
No,
we're
dead serious.
We eloped for a reason. Okay. Like, it's like... secret, and then we're gonna have a party like it.
Okay.
Later on, like,
is that what we're all
like
in masks?
A year.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. We're all there's two people here.
Okay.
It's you and your husband.
Yeah.
Stop being dramatic.
And yeah, I don't know why your husband has a ski mask on.
It's your dad.
It doesn't.
It's weird to call your dad my husband. Yes. He's been your dad your entire life.
Yeah.
They have some issues right now.
Obviously, that's your dad. He's like, oh.
He's like wearing a ski mask as if he has like people to look out for or something.
You said it was secret. We thought it was a thing. You guys aren't in masks for some reason. So we're like, did we come overdressed?
Yeah, he's overdressed, I would say. But okay. You're okay. Like, you're fine, I think.
Can I just get one picture of a kiss again, please? Just,
okay.
Yeah. Gosh, you guys are gonna make it. Okay. I want grandkids. I know it's not gonna happen.
Well, we don't know if we're gonna we didn't know if we were gonna do that, but we're definitely gonna wait for that, you know, because we have
you
a
guys
wedding
can't even
to
have
plan.
Physical contact right now. I don't know if you'll have kids. That's crazy.
Well, it's not really any of your business.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my baby.
That's my husband. I'm
is
starting to like him.
I'm like, it just seems like your sister, maybe. Are you guys in love with
I'm
each other?
I'm starting to like with him, okay?
Okay, yeah, there we go. That's better.
This is okay. my shoddy
let's
boo. See.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Okay.
So you said not secret.
No,
it is secret.
Actually, okay. Pinky promised me right now that you're going to keep Pinky.
Huh?
Pinky. Yeah. Why is it so hard to pinky promise?
Pinky promise.
Okay, now fold it. You gotta fold the
okay.
pinky.
Perfect.
Can you
we got
fold,
that.
Can you please fold the pinky?
Just I gotta call my friend, so okay. I'll be back.
Okay.
About completely what? Unrelated. I just gotta tell her something.
Because we talked.
Yeah, we talked. It's a secret. Do.
That's me.
That's a weird ringtone. That's a really weird ringtone.
Hello.
What up, girl? How are you?
How was your trip? Your secret trip?
Oh, I told you the secret trip. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, you said he took your fun mask.
It's really good. We are on FaceTime. You can see the mask. Come on, take the mask so you can see me.
It's a FaceTime.
Secret trip's going great.
Awesome.
My son and his partner are here. They look great.
Oh, I'm so happy.
She has like this beautiful white dress on. Oh, it's so gorgeous.
That's amazing.
And we're just kind of standing up in like a courtroom setting.
Oh,
there's a guy in the between them. And
that's so secretive. Sounds like a fun secret trip.
It is a fun secret trip. Do you want to hear more about it, or is that
if you don't have to tell me? If you don't have to,
but do you want to know? Because if you want to, you're my best friend. So
yeah, I need to ask for something.
Hey, mom.
Yeah.
Could you join us? Could you end your call?
Girl, I'm gonna call you back.
Calling or FaceTime? You keep switching.
I'm checking my makeup right now. Oh. My husband's actually holding the phone. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I'll call you back, girl.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
So who'd you just talk to?
Yeah, how do you FaceTime on a flip phone?
Technology.
Technology's crazy, man. Technology's crazy. Just talking to my bestie. You know, Carol.
Oh, my God.
Carol's a big mouth. I heard about Carol.
We know Carol big mouth, but that's my big mouth. I love that girl.
What'd you tell her?
Do you have a big mouth?
What'd I tell her?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Me a big mouth?
Yeah.
You can't hold water.
Y'all know I can't. But I didn't say anything. I didn't say one thing about the wedding and how it's secret and how you don't want anybody to know. Because I know that's important to you.
Because again, you know, the reason why we invited you is we didn't want you to be mad and resentful for our initial ceremony, right? So we brought you here secretively.
I would have been pissed if y'all didn't tell me. I would have been pissed.
And I would have been pissed if you told people. Yeah. So I would have been pissed.
Like anybody.
So hypothetically, what are the consequences if I just didn't let it slip out?
Probably wouldn't speak to you for a really long time. Yeah, and very you definitely minimal, wouldn't be invited to the actual wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty harsh.
Yes.
It's
a very simple rule. Just don't say anything.
Pretty easy thing to follow.
I don't know how to make the ringing. I want to call you now.
I got to take this. Hello?
Hey, did you say white dress?
Yeah.
White room?
Wait.
Wait.
Can you guys?
Are they getting married?
Oh.
Is that what you meant?
Wait, if she figures it out, that's not me telling her, right?
So you told her enough information.
This is like Sherlock Holmes.
Cheryl.
This is Enola Holmes.
We did not get married. Disregard what we're wearing, Cheryl.
It's a cosplay.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if the secret trip that nobody knew about was a secret wedding indeed.
Wow. Cheryl, can we call you back later? Can we call you back later, Cheryl?
Okay,
send me the iPad picture.
Don't send any pictures to Cheryl.
I got to forward her the picture.
Don't send any pictures to Cheryl.
That's my best friend. Okay, I won't.
Mom, we talked.
I got you. Okay,
Mom, we talked about this. Yeah. What are you doing?
And I'm mad about Cheryl's laugh. It's so infectious. I love it. Even though she is a big mouth.
I can still hear her.
Almost. I can almost hear her.
Is she here? Did you invite her here?
Did you invite Cheryl?
Cheryl, come out.
Surprise! I got you a wedding gift.
She got us a wedding gift. So it wasn't a secret trip after all. So you told her.
It was a secret trip. I didn't tell anybody. Just my best friend.
I said bring a gift.
So you told people.
I didn't tell her it was a wedding. I said bring a gift because it's that kind of a trip.
But you brought us a
wedding. What type of trip are you bringing gifts to?
If there's a white dress, I assume wedding.
Go into the chapel and they're going, just kiss. Kiss one time. Cheryl, come see this.
I'm not doing
Cheryl,
anything.
Cheryl, they will not kiss.
Yeah, you're not telling us what to do.
Kiss.
So, Cheryl, I really do love your laugh, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah, you got to go.
And mother-in-law.
Ooh, mother-in-law.
We're going to have a discussion about this because I don't want to see her for the rest of my life. But
maybe the rest of life is a little bit of a stretch.
So but that's how I feel right now.
10 years.
That's how I feel right now.
I think 10 years is easy.
10 years is crazy.
We might get back to you in a text. We might not.
There goes your grandkids.
See you when we see you.
And the fact that now I feel like I should come clean because you guys are really overreacting to this. Mm. It wasn't just her. hey, your brothers and sisters coming here. They're all coming in.
Yeah. Your neighbors.
Yeah, your neighbors.
My neighbors?
Your boss. Here comes your boss.
So you're paying for the venue.
Well, it's just this courthouse. This is all we're doing. You said this is the private thing. We'll invite them back again for the big thing.
They're charging for the courtroom.
Why are you saying we?
Yeah.
Because we're in this together.
Why are you saying we? You're not in this marriage.
No, we're
not. No, we're not. No, we're not.
When did you start speaking French?
Because you need to leave now and everybody else but Cheryl. I love her. You need to leave now. Please go away. This is not what we expected.
I love this guy. Yes.
But seriously, leave.
Yeah, like, okay.
Yeah. Cheryl can stay.
Right now is the end of you and us.
No.
It's too late. And I can't wait for you to be gone. And I know about her.
Why?
And I wonder. But it was all the lies. You said that you would keep it a secret, but this was just a waste of time.
And there's no grandkids coming soon.
There's not. And see.
Yeah. That was good. I like that.
That was good. That was good. That was good.
Thank you guys for coming to the Comfort Level Podcast. Thank you, Alejandra. Oh,
I was like, I thought we were done.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.